Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That music that you hear is by a band called Western Automatic. They are playing later tonight at the Metro, Friday night at the Metro. The doors open at 7. It's an 18-and-over show. Tickets are $15. We have a link with all the information, tickets, and all that cool stuff, information about the band on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Four members of the band are here, you guys were here the last time was, like, I have here March 2015.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was a while ago. Well, welcome back, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Let's go down the line. Everybody introduce yourselves and what you do in the band.
My name is Alex Chadwick. I'm doing vocals and guitar in the band.
Okay.
I'm Dan Silberman. I do backup vocals and bass.
All right.
Simon Wilson. I do keys.
Okay.
And vocals.
I'm Benjamin Emmett Norsworthy. I do guitar.
Wow, that's a great name, man.
I know. It sounds regal, doesn't it?
No, when you do the three names, you immediately become an assassin.
Is that how that works?
That's how it gets the three names.
Oh, it's a tall order.
Kind of looks like one, too.
He kind of looks like one, too. Well, welcome back, guys. How you been?
Good.
Yeah? All right. Alex, tell me a little bit. Well, first, before we jump into the Western Automatic and get your guys' story and all that cool stuff, what you've been doing since the last time you were here. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the video that went viral a few years ago.
Oh, sure.
It's still one of the coolest things. I just absolutely love it. Tell everybody, it's like you did 100 riffs?
Yeah, it's 100 riffs in sequence, timed out from the 50s to current. It's about 12-minute video.
Yeah,
it's a lot to pack in.
Yeah, it's awesome, man.
Thank you.
I've watched it a bunch of times. It's a great viral video. Wait, did you just go, I'm gonna play a bunch of riffs? Was that the idea?
No, the guy that I work for, his name is David Cult. He decided he wanted something cool that would. I mean, he had seen some very similar videos, I think, and just said, "Hey, when do you guys do something like this?" And I said, "Oh, cool, I'll do it." You know.
Okay. What are some of the songs what's the first one you start with? Is it Chuck Berry?
Sandman. No, it's, yeah.
Enter, yeah.
Yeah, I want to always say Enter Sandman, it's not, but it's Sandman. Mr. Sandman. Sandman. Yeah.
Enter Sandman, you started in the 90s? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go with the real classics.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah. Are there any of your favorite riffs? What are some of your favorite rock guitar riffs?
Oh, man. Anything from the James Gang.
Yeah.
I think you could put any Zeppelin record, put a needle at random.
Yeah. I was going to say Whole Lot of Love, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony Iommi, man, Black Sabbath.
Yeah. Yep.
The king of the riffs, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything Stones, any
yeah.
of that stuff.
Yeah. But anyway, the video's cool. I just wanted to mention it because people should check it out. It's
Thank
out there
you.
And you should check it out. All right, let's talk about the band. How'd you guys get together?
This kind of formed out of the ashes of a couple different bands that kind of coalesced. When I first moved to Chicago, was that 6 years ago?
Probably about right.
Yeah, Ben was actually in a band that I used to go see with some of my friends called Westbury. Kind of Chicago and Chicagoland area. Mm. And they were the only musicians I knew in town, really. So, yeah.
Default, yeah.
Yeah.
By default.
Yes, one by default.
I always wondered.
So you started out with Ben, and then...
Yeah, well, I was just...
Did you steal him from the band?
No, the whole band was my band. Yeah, I had done a bunch of solo stuff, and they agreed to kind of back me up. And then slowly just kind of fell apart, and Ben is the lone survivor.
Of that era?
Yeah.
You look like a survivor, man.
Thanks. Well, an assassin and a survivor.
Well, you got to survive if you're an assassin. Well, then everybody, you got the rest of the guys together.
Well, Dan recorded our EP and decided that it was, he liked it enough to stick around, I guess.
Yeah, they needed a bass player at the time, and I played bass, and I loved the tunes, so I was kind of just like, let me try out.
So you said no.
And I've been here ever since.
What about Samuel? What about you? How did you get in?
I'm probably the second newest addition to the band. I think I joined earlier this year. Mm-hmm. I knew Alex from Chicago Music Exchange, and
right.
You know, he enticed me into joining the band. But
yeah, so you weren't here then the last time.
I wasn't here. I missed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. And we'll get to know everybody and talk. Now, we were talking off the air that you're working. You work on some of the commercials.
I do. I work on a lot that you guys play.
Tell me what you do.
I do the Builder Supply outlet jingles. I do the Tree Time jingles. I do the Green Tea jingles.
Dude, that's my whole show.
I know. It's everyone's whole show.
I get to hear that. Like, I get to hear those like four times a night every night.
I know. We buy a lot of it.
Well, what do you work? What company do you work for?
It's called Starbeat.
Oh, you work for Starbeat?
I do.
Oh, yeah. Starbeat presents What's Happening.
Yep. That's the one.
Steve Cronin, man.
That's it. Steve's my boss.
He's the king.
He is the king.
That guy is the king.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's been around for a long time.
Yes, he
time.
Has, man. I used to call the dictaphone back in the days. Yep. The Starbeat. You guys, you know what we're talking about?
No clue.
Oh, boy. We'll have to tell him after the break because I got a break for the news. Starbeat, man. Starbeat presents What's Happening. Dan, can you find a Starbeat for us? We're going to take a break, though. Oh, here we go. Listen.
What's happening?
Sunday, September 18th. Sundancers, Route 53, 1 mile north of I-55 Bolingbrook, host the English Leather Bikini Calendar Girl Contest semifinals on Tuesday, September 13th, plus the grand finals on Saturday, September 24th. The Virgo birthday party with free drinks and surprises for all those born under the sign, plus free food and cake for all on Thursday, September 15th at Jukebox Saturday night, 5200 West 159th Oak Forest. At the Prime and Tender, 63rd in Harlem, all wet t-shirts spectacular every Tuesday, plus Saturday dollar drinks midnight till 2 a.m. at the Prime and Tender. Brightside appears at the Vineyard, 75th and Cass, Darien, plus intimate apparel fashion shows every Monday and Thursday at Eric's, 3300 West.
That's it, man. That's
classic.
That's
where
the
it's
best.
At.
So they would be on TV, and it was like that fantastic wah-wah in the background, and that's Cronin. That's Steve Cronin.
That's Steve himself,
and they used to have a thing called the Starbeat Dictaphone, and it was a hotline that you could call to find out what nightlife was happening in and around the Chicago. What we noticed when we played that one back, because we've played this a bunch of times because I love Starbeat. What we noticed is that all the partying was on the south side.
Oh, yeah. That's where all the great clubs were.
Unbelievable, man. Yeah. The amount of stuff on the south, the amount of wet t-shirt contests on the south side in the 70s were unbelievable. So, all right, hold on a second, and we'll come back. We got the Western Automatic here, and we'll tell you about their gig. We'll hear a couple of new songs, and it'll be fun. So stick around. Welcome back, everybody. That is music from Western Automatic. Four of the members of the band are here live in studio. They've got a gig tonight at the Metro. Tickets are on sale right now, $15 at the door. 7 o'clock, the door is open. Metro is located at 3730 North Clark. Excuse me. Wow. I should take a sip of water. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Hello. All right. We got Alex, Ben, Samuel, and Dan are here. We are talking about the gig and your band. And let's talk a little bit. First of all, we'll start with Alex. What kind of stuff did you listen to when you were younger, and what are your influences and stuff like that?
Oh, all sorts. I grew up in a house where Steely Dan and Rush were played a lot.
Very divisive bands right there.
Yeah.
I'm pro Steely Dan. We probably talked about this the last time.
We probably did. You know, my little brother loved the Steely Dan.
Yeah.
So that means I had to hate it. So
I understand.
Yeah,
it's a band that people feel very passionately about. Either they hate them or they love them.
Well, I love them now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that the complaint that I get from people who are, because I love Steely Dan. And there aren't a lot. We talked about this, right? Yeah. We had to have. And because first of all, you as a guy who produces records and stuff and works in sound, those albums.
Yeah, they're great.
Are stunning in the way that they're produced and the way that they sound. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people think they're soulless.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
Right.
But you can always tell a real true musician if they say they actually like Steely Dan. Because then,
I think you're
because
right.
then you know that they actually really care.
I agree with you, man. I agree with you. So that you grew up, Rush, Steely Dan were played in the house. When did you start playing?
I started playing when I was about 12 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, I was figuring out AC/DC and Stevie Ray Vaughan. And, you know, I was so into that stuff. I just sat down with it and practiced until I could do it semi-competently.
Yeah.
And I'm still working on that.
No. Now, what about you?
I started music at the ripe age of 9 on viola.
Ah, yes.
Yes. and then went to bass and picked up guitar and electric bass along the way and kind of taught myself a la like Led Zeppelin 2. That was like when I could play that album from start to finish, I knew I could play guitar.
It's my favorite Zeppelin album.
Yeah, yeah. That was same.
So what did you listen to besides Zeppelin 2? What were you
my parents were giant Deadheads, so I have listened to every single Dix Picks and every single live cut and studio album, as well as like super old blues, like Delta Blues, and
so that's what you grew up on?
That's what I grew up on.
Yeah. Yeah. Brothers and Sisters?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Allman Brothers, all of that kind of stuff. That's
That era.
Yeah, that era.
Well, Sammy, what about you? What's your background? When did you start listening to music?
My background is pretty much classical piano. Mm-hmm. So I started out when I was about six. It's something that always drew me, drew my attention. And so I studied at the conservatory back in Venezuela, and I did private lessons. And then I picked up the guitar when I was 12. Mm-hmm. But yeah, piano was my primary.
You're from Venezuela?
Yeah.
What did you listen to when you were in Venezuela?
Well, I listened to classical music. Mm-hmm. I also listened to, gospel music. But, privately I listened to the Beatles and Queen a lot. So a lot of British bands, actually. Yeah.
Now, what brought you here?
Music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You came specifically to Chicago or?
No, I went to school in Tennessee. I had a scholarship from the University of Tennessee to study music there.
Okay. Great.
I should mention, Sam's actually a really accomplished artist in his own right and is an incredible songwriter as well.
Oh, okay.
Very humbling coming from you.
You got a website or anything that people can listen to your music?
I'm on Facebook right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And give everybody the name again?
Samuel Ocean Music.
Okay. Samuel Ocean Music. That's and right. You're on Facebook if people want to check that out.
That's good.
What about you there, Benjamin?
My father was a drummer, so I always had drums growing up. I picked up a little bit of piano when I was really young. But to stick with the theme of things, I picked up guitar at 12, too, like everybody else, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've been playing since I was 12, guitar. It's kind of when you start taking things seriously, I think, is when you get that guitar in your hands, right? Mm. Music-wise, I think my father was kind of a hard rock guy, a lot of Sabbath and Zeppelin. He liked Frank Zappa, so I still have a thing for Zappa, yeah. Gotta love Zappa. My mom was more of a pop music, kind of the Go-Go's and stuff like that. So Michael Jackson.
Do you have siblings?
I have a brother and a sister, yeah.
Older, younger?
They're all younger. I'm the oldest.
So did you pass down your music to them?
They actually play. My brother and sister both played oboe when they were like in high school. My sister's actually still a really good, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
They both played oboe,
yeah. Yeah. I think some, one of them did like a little saxophone. My sister's actually a really good piano player, but she doesn't pursue it professionally or anything, yeah.
So music in the whole family then?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
what about you guys as well?
No.
Yes, for you? Who else plays?
My brother's a drummer and keyboard, guitar. He does a lot of his own stuff in California, just doing his own thing.
Did you ever work with him before he moved?
No. We've actually never collaborated, really, in any capacity.
Would you want to?
I'd love to. I think that would be really nice. Maybe, when I was a teenager, no, because...
Of course not, yeah.
You know, throwing drumsticks across the room and stuff. But
brothers.
We have a very traumatic family moment that involves drumsticks and angry people, so, yeah.
You did? is that for real?
Yeah.
What happened?
So I had my bedroom was in the basement of our family house. My brother's drum kit was nicely set up about 3 feet from my bedroom in the basement. So he would play drums down there where he'd practice. And I was a jerk, and so I didn't want somebody playing drums right there. And he wasn't that good when he was like 13. So I, at one point, I got so mad, I came out, and he had these real nice drumsticks, and I kept telling him to stop. I came out, and I just grabbed the stick out of his hand and broke it over my knee and threw it. And my dad got furious and made me go to the store and buy a replacement set of drumsticks. So I came back. I figured, well, he's got one good one. I'm going to make an example of this. I took one of the new ones and smashed it over my knee and threw it across the room.
And then you had to go buy drumsticks for your brother.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what the new ones.
You busted those too.
Only one.
Oh, one. So because he had a. All right.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Those are hard to break.
That is impressive, man. Yeah. That is impressive. Oh, that's funny, man. That's funny. All right. We're going to hear a new song, correct?
Yeah.
Tell us what we're going to hear.
This is a brand new single for us. We just released it on Spotify and iTunes. It's called Straight to the Heart, and it'll be on our upcoming full-length release.
And you'll hear it tonight at the Metro.
That's right.
This is Western Automatic on WGN. Nice job, guys.
Thank you.
Very cool. That is Western Automatic. Now, can people go to the Spotify and stuff and get this?
Oh, yeah. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. We are there's another band on Spotify who's using our name at the moment.
Really?
That will be fixed shortly. So if you go on Spotify, you'll see a couple different albums. That single is the only thing we have on Spotify currently. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Western Automatic, the real Western Automatic is in the studio. We're going to take a break. We got one more song to hear, and we're going to talk to these guys a little bit more about music. And that'll be happening right after this. Once again, Western Automatic. playing the Metro tonight. Four of the members of the band are with me. And it's Alex, it's Dan, it's Samuel, and it's Ben. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Let's acknowledge the fifth member of the band who could not be here.
His name is Dave Branwine. Mm-hmm. He's an incredible drummer. He's been with us for, 4 months, 5 months?
Something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's phenomenal. He plays with a band called Milk in town.
Mm-hmm. He plays with a ton of people.
Yeah, he plays with a ton of people.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's in 27 different bands.
He's the busiest drummer in the city.
Is he?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I've talked about this before, and we have a lot
of the best one too.
We have a lot of music. We have a lot of musicians who come in and bands who come in. You know, and one week we had a jazz funk band come in. And it was a whole bunch of people. We had a horn section in here. The place was packed. And a guy came up and set up keyboards over there. And he was a keyboard player and cool. A week later, I have a different band in. They start to come in. Same dude comes in, sets up his keyboards right over there. And he's a jazz keyboard player. So, of course, you know, you get to play, you gig like crazy when you do that. Oh, yeah. I was like, are you just going to be like the house keyboard guy here? What's going on? So it's amazing how many different people share the same things. Now, who writes the songs?
It's kind of a mixture.
Yeah.
Me or one of the other guys will just kind of come to practice and say, here's a riff I got, or here's a line or lyric or whatever. And we kind of just jam on it. And if it sounds good, we keep on going.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of just the process. Recorded on, somebody's iPhone. And if it still sounds good a week later, then you do it.
Yeah. There we go. Now you guys are in the middle of, you're recording a record right now, or you have material and stuff?
Just on the tail end.
Yeah. On the tail end?
Yeah. Yeah. It's being mixed and it will be out very shortly.
Full length, right? Or is it just an EP?
Right now, it depends.
It depends. Yeah. Okay. Cool. But the song we played is going to be on it?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play another song. But before we do that, I always ask the standard questions I've asked you guys. I get to hear from Samuel now. I always ask two questions. What was the first album you ever bought?
AC/DC Live.
Okay.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah. All right.
Sergeant Pepper.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Way to start off, man. And what about you?
It was a Megadeth album. I'm trying to think which one it was.
Peace Sells Who's Buying?
No, the one after that.
Rest in Peace?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
I love the fact that we all have knowledge of Megadeth.
Yeah, everyone just...
Yeah, which one, man? Yeah. Peace Sells Who's Buying? No. All right.
It's a great record. It's
it is a great record, man. Yeah. All right, what's your first concert?
Aerosmith at when Tinley Park was still called The World.
The World, okay. All right, Aerosmith, yours?
I can't remember. It was either The Dead and Dylan or Yes.
Ooh, nice. Wow. All right, and next?
Mine was a great band from Mexico called Maná.
Okay.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. All right, cool. And?
All right, nobody left. Megadeth.
Was it the Peace Cell Who's Dying tour?
I said don't laugh.
Oh, man. That's
right. You're keeping it consistent.
Very cool. All right, what song are we going to hear now? This is the cut two off of the thing.
Yeah, this is one of our favorite songs to play live. It's off of our EP from a few years ago. We play it at every show. It's called Gravity.
All right, and here we go. This is Western Automatic.
Everything
Go. That's Western Automatic, not to be confused with a different Western Automatic. You guys are the real Western Automatic.
Yeah, like the real Ghostbusters. The
exactly.
Oh, man. And that's a crowd favorite. You guys play that one all the time?
Yeah. Well, crowd. It's our
you,
favorite. Yeah.
You guys like it. I don't give a damn about the crowd. Oh, man. So finishing up the record is next for you guys. You got your gig tonight. By the way, tickets are available. They're playing the Metro tonight, which is an amazing place to see a show. Doors open at 7. It's 18 and over, $15 at the door. We have a link, all the information on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. What's coming up next for you guys? You're finishing up the record, and then what?
Oh, probably just more shows. You know?
Yeah, more shows, more recording.
We haven't confirmed. We've got a couple of shows kind of in the melding, but haven't been confirmed.
Okay.
Well, then there's, you know, since we've been finishing up this record, there's 4 or 5 songs that are now in the pipe, several of which will be played this evening. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of a never-ending cycle of recording.
Really cool. All right, cool. What are some of your favorite places to play? You guys are playing the Metro tonight. That's got to be up there.
The Metro's incredible. Easily. I love playing the Double Door.
Yeah, Double Door's great.
Yeah, Double Door. I know. Sad.
I think they're not going anywhere.
You don't think they're going to go anywhere?
I don't think they are.
I hope not. That would be a damn shame if
I agree completely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, listen, you guys, it was so great you guys come down here. I had fun 2 years ago when you were here, and we had fun tonight. And give my best to Steve Cronin. Tell him to get that damn dictaphone back.
I will. I'm sure we have one stored away somewhere.
All right, you guys. Thanks a lot for coming down. Have a great gig. Have a great gig tonight.
Appreciate it.
All right, it's Western Automatic, and all the stuff is linked up on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show.